AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It will be an historic day in American political history. A former American president will stand before a judge to hear criminal charges brought against him. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
On Tuesday, Trump will arrive at Manhattan Criminal Court for processing just before noon. He will be fingerprinted and may stand for a mugshot, but he will not be handcuffed. At the 2:15 arraignment, the judge is expected to outline the charges against Trump and ask for him to enter a plea.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg's decision to indict stunned and angered Trump, but he has also capitalized on it. The campaign claims to have raised over $7 million since.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham on just what the former president is facing.
Up to 100 Secret Service agents will be involved as he travels downtown to the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse for booking. Sources tell CBS News Trump will likely be charged with falsifying business records in the first degree.
Severe weather is heading for the Midwest and the South, including some areas ravaged this past weekend, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wilson.
Northern areas, parts of Iowa and Illinois, you're going to be watching the afternoon hours for that risk of not just tornadoes, but large hail, gusty, damaging winds. For the southern zone, it could be a very late evening, even overnight threat that you need to be bracing for.
Grad students were in the fourth day of a strike at the University of Michigan on Monday. WWJ's Gino Vici spoke with PhD student Richard Bachman, a senior member of the students' union.
Bachman says this strike is about negotiating a living wage for grad assistants who have a heavy workload.
They obviously cannot afford paying for rent, and they also oftentimes cannot afford grocery bills.
The GEO union wants to increase pay for graduate assistants from $24,000 to $38,000.
Many of us have a drawer full of old technology, from cell phones to tablets to headphones and more. If tidying it up is part of your spring cleaning list, there are some ways you can get rid of old tech responsibly and maybe even make some money for it, says CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
CNET senior editor Bridget Carey has more gadgets than most.
We found in surveys that 3 out of 4 people have just old tech lying around, tablets, old kids tech. You just don't know what to do with it.
Carey recommends websites like Declutter, It's Worth More, and Buyback World. And if you don't want to go online, you can take your tech to stores like Best Buy. They'll offer a gift card for certain products.
A train derailment near The Hague in the Netherlands has killed one person and injured dozens of others, some seriously. And Texas Rangers outfielder Josh Smith has been taken to the hospital after being hit in the face by a pitch in a game against the Baltimore Orioles. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
More like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Well, Shemina, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1... Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's Arraignment Eve Monday, but it's also Wisconsin Supreme Court election Eve Monday, and we got fine guests right from the top. He is Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler. We welcome him back. Ben, today has got to be a anxious day for you and the entire state of Wisconsin. Oh, can't hear Ben. Let's get him on.
Here we go. I'm here. Crute, thanks so much for having me on. Dom, great to be with you.
Thanks, man.
I will say the whole country should be holding its breath, because what happens tomorrow will shape the political future of Wisconsin for a generation. And what happens in Wisconsin shapes the whole country's politics. This is an election that'll determine not just the day starting Russian should be legal and safe in Wisconsin, or whether we should be in a 19th century nightmare, but also whether the 2024 presidential election could be overturned, and the 2028 presidential election, and the 2032 presidential election, when casting in a presidential race, because this is a 10-year term, and tomorrow gets the tie-breaking vote on our state Supreme Court. So this is for all the marbles, and man, there's so much energy on our side. We don't yet know what we're going to see from the other side, but anyone who wants to elect Janet Protasiewicz should be making phone calls, knocking on doors, recruiting friends and family every second from now until 8 p.m. on Tuesday, April 4th, when the polls close in Wisconsin.
Ben, these are usually sleepy little Supreme Court races in the spring in the state of Wisconsin. This race has turned into the most expensive judicial race in the nation's history by manyfold. And obviously, it's the determinant of whether or not we have any sort of reproductive rights for Wisconsin females. And also the maps are so partisan, they're so gerrymandered. Even many Republicans don't feel well represented in the state under the current maps. It all could change with a difference in the courts. So, you know, we always talk about the most important election ever. I never said the most important spring election ever, but this one kind of feels a little different, doesn't it, Ben?
Yeah, vote per vote. You know, casting a ballot in this Supreme Court race is probably going to have a bigger effect on the rest of the life of every person in the state than any other election, because these races can become incredibly close, like less than 10,000 votes close, like less than one vote per precinct close, which is even closer than our notoriously close governor and presidential races. And on top of that, the Supreme Court affects every other kind of race, because the Supreme Court, you know, just look in the last few years, it stomped on voting rights and helped get the Senate race for Ron Johnson. It's rigged our map so badly that 6 out of our 8 congressional seats go to Republicans in a 50-50 state. It's rigged our state legislature so much. We're the only purple state where we have ultra gerrymandered Republican maps. That is entirely due to the state Supreme Court. And they set the maps so Republicans are on the verge of supermajorities in both chambers of the state legislature. A tiny shift to the right in a statewide election, and Republicans will get supermajorities in both chambers, and they can change the laws however the hell they want. Even when they're losing statewide races like the governor's race, this will affect the presidential race, the Senate race because of voting rights, the House majority because of all those things, the U.S. Supreme Court, and then come back down to the state level, and everything that we care about is on the line. It's wild how important it is, and yet how low turnout is. Even if we break records for turnout, there are hundreds of thousands of strong Democrats who will sit it out. I was knocking doors today in Rhinelander, in Baraboo, in Stevens Point. I was talking to voters who weren't sure if they were going to vote yet. That if this were the day before a presidential election, everyone would know what they were about to do. But at this moment, there are still hundreds of thousands of people who don't yet know whether they're going to cast a ballot tomorrow. And that should light a fire under anyone who cares about what happens for the future of freedom and democracy in our state.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Ben Wickler. He's the chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. Ben, thanks for making time for us today. Daniel Bice reporting in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Dan Kelly, well, he's doing a little tour of himself, apparently bouncing around Wisconsin in a private Cessna owned by millionaire anti-abortion advocates. And Mr. Kelly, of course, made some hay, you know, suggesting that he knows how Janet would vote. But then he's pounding around with these anti-abortion folks. What's your sense of what Kelly's doing right now, Ben?
I mean, this is a private plane owned by people funneling money to the groups that are endorsing him and spending on his behalf. It looks like it's a family member of a current or former, they won't say, board member of the biggest dark money group that is spending millions of dollars on totally dishonest advertising to create a false caricature of Janet Protasiewicz in order to advance the special interests in our state. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce had to pull down an ad after a survivor of sexual assault spoke out and said that the ad was totally inaccurate and that it was re-traumatizing her to see her case described falsely on the air in order to attack Janet. She said Janet had been 100% right with her decision about sentencing in her case. But these people are running these smear ads in order to distract people from the fact that Dan Kelly is a creature of the Republican Party who rigs the system in order to ensure Republicans have total control and can cater to the wealthiest business interests in the state. So it's pretty gross that he's now on their plane, you know, flying from place to place and then getting out and saying that he would be totally apolitical. It's the most laughable, ludicrous thing if it weren't so scary.
Ben Wickler, sorry to interrupt, Ben. Ben Wickler, Democratic Party chair. Ben, couple of distracting things tomorrow later in the day. I'm worried about people not getting up and voting before work because we got a Brewer game at 6:40. We know how local fans love their hometown team. And also, Ben, we could have some severe storms rolling through, especially in southeastern Wisconsin, by like 5 o'clock, right around quitting time when people want to go to the polls. Oh, there could be severe storms. Obviously, that could be dissuading. Ben, how is the early vote mechanism been working for the Democratic Party? Because obviously you guys are a big part of the support for the Protasiewicz campaign. How's the early vote apparatus working so far?
The early vote numbers have been staggering. We are so far past the pre-COVID record for spring early vote and absentee vote. We have now, as of today, cleared more than 400,000 votes. In 2019, which was a high turnout Supreme Court race, that number was less than 150,000. Wow. So we're more than double the number. Now, the big question is how many people vote on Election Day. I would say anyone listening right now who didn't vote yet, you can vote starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. So vote before work. Don't wait till after work. Don't risk getting stuck in traffic. Don't risk getting stuck in a tornado. Just go and cast your ballot, and then you can spend the rest of the day texting people photos of your I voted sticker so that they can make it to the polls as well. But really, I'm so thankful to everyone who has cast an early ballot. I was, you know, when you're knocking on doors, as I was today, we can see who's already voted. And it's a relief. I didn't have to go to a lot of the houses that were on the list because folks had already done their voting. If people don't want to get constant text messages, emails, knocks on their door, phone calls, then vote. And at that point, people are going to stop bothering you. But tomorrow, this is for all the marbles. So before work, if you can, stay safe. But make sure to cast your ballot.
And Ben Wickler, the whole nation is watching our Supreme Court race. There is one other particularly important race on the ballot. Currently, there was a 2/3 Republican majority in the state Senate. And when you got that sort of advantage, even if it comes through gerrymandering, you have the ability to start impeaching constitutional officers, let's say. Well, one Republican stepped down, Alberta Darling. There is a special election that lines up tomorrow morning, tomorrow during the day, with the state Supreme Court race in the ST8, Special Senate District 8. And Jody Habish-Senekin is the Democratic nominee. And Dan Kanodal was part of the insurrection, which some would cast the same aspersion at Dan Kelly. But these Republicans that were part of the coup, were part of the procedural coup, they're all still being embraced and endorsed. How important is winning the special election, holding back a 2/3 majority, Ben?
It would make an enormous difference to win that race. Jody Habish-Senekin is a great candidate. She's a fearless defender of reproductive freedom and an advocate for women's rights. She is also a environmental lawyer and advocate and a factory owner that has kept its jobs in Wisconsin. She led the charge to prevent puppy mills in the state of Wisconsin, which is, I think, a very popular thing for people to do. Up against her is a MAGA extremist who wrote to Mike Pence and told him to ignore the legitimate electors from Wisconsin, and who's voted over and over for attacks on abortion access in Wisconsin. So this is a race that, if this were a fair district, I would be overwhelmingly confident that we could win. But the reality is Republicans gerrymandered that seat to be even more Republican-leaning than it was under Alberta Darling. It is, I wouldn't count anything out. And Jody has run a fantastic campaign. But I also want to recognize Republicans have tried to rig this thing so to guarantee victory for themselves. So anyone who's anywhere close to Ozaukee County, drive over, knock on doors, go to Mequon, talk to anyone you know who's in that district. Because if we can win that, then Republicans won't have a kind of nuclear option, which they're already dangling over our heads, talking about openly. They've talked about impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. They've talked about trying to impeach the governor. Let's be clear. If they impeach a Supreme Court justice, the governor appoints the replacement. So it's not like they get a get-out-of-jail-free card for justice and accountability. But I don't want to give them the opportunity to dream about impeaching people willy-nilly. That's not how Wisconsin's supposed to work. It's never worked that way. No one's ever been impeached in Wisconsin. And it's shameful that Republicans are dangling that carrot in front of their most extreme activists at this moment.
Ben, last minute we have, I know the country's watching these races, and of course they have enough importance and gravity on their own, but do they affect the support that we may see for candidates coming out of the third and the first congressional district a year from now? If we win some of these races, is there greater likelihood of support coming from D.C.?
Absolutely. And there's a story today about how the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is looking at the first and the third, looking at the opportunity to throw out Derek Van Orden, the insurrectionist, and Brian Stile, who's right there with the MAGA Republicans. I'm so excited about really going on offense in House races, and especially in those two districts in 2024, especially if we have new maps. There's a huge opportunity to make things better.
All starts tomorrow. Go vote April 4th. Thank you, Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership to say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 39. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 47. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows around 47. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Oh. Oh.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I like when you call me Big Papa. I want to thank our most recent guest. He is the Big Papa of Wisconsin Democratic politics. He is Ben Wickler, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Obviously, Ben has got to be feeling the angst.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow is exam day. I hope we have done the homework. I hope we are prepared for a glorious pro to say what's win. Now, I had not heard the early voting numbers. 400,000 votes cast already. That is very encouraging. This will not be a presidential level turnout. This will certainly not be a midterm level turnout. But this probably will be record turnout for a spring election in the state of Wisconsin. And that's just the people that can hear my voice right freaking now. But here's the one other reason you got to get up early and go vote. Because tomorrow afternoon is for Trump arraignment.
What did Ron say? It's a rain day tomorrow. It's a rain day tomorrow.
It's a arraignment day tomorrow. You know, if I had Brewer tickets, I might have second thoughts. We'll see if we can give away. I think I got a pair of Brewer tickets for tomorrow night's 6:40 game. The arraignment will probably be long since done. That's supposed to happen, what, early afternoon? What time, Dom? Do you recall?
Like 1:15 Central time? Central time, yes.
Dom, let me tell you about what Trump's lawyer had to say today.
Which one? He got a new one today as well.
Well, you know, when you face charges, it's always good to get a new lawyer for each charge. Could have 34 soon. Donald Trump's lawyer said the recent indictment handed down by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg will only increase Trump's profile. This is good for Trump, don't you know?
Oh, sure it is.
Much like how criminal cases boosted the fandom of rappers like Tupac and Biggie Smalls. Donald Trump is Tupac, attorney Alina Haba said on the Benny Show podcast.
Benny Hill Show? Are you freaking kidding me?
The Benny Show podcast. You know, he's a podcaster, Dom.
No, I got it.
Donald Trump is Biggie Smalls. He's bigger than Tupac. Donald Trump is his own brand. I mean, he is everything. This is just going to boost him, she continued. We've seen it in the polls. It's not a question. It's a fact. We've seen his polls go up. He's up, what, 30 points? According to reports, Trump has widened his lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in regards to a potential 2024 matchup, even though DeSantis has not thrown his hat in the ring. So who cares? But the indictment makes Trump more popular with the base, Dom. He's like a gangster rapper at this point.
Well, come on, man. You know, notice she did not compare Trump to Dr. Dre, who's actually a billionaire, or Rihanna, who's also actually a billionaire. We don't know what Trump is. We know what he says he is.
Forbes notched him down today. Do you see Trump's net worth has taken a massive hit? Forbes has recast his net worth. Do you want this? Can you handle this truth?
Sure.
You know, it's going to make Trump a little bit sad. Adding to Trump's woes, which include a scheduled arraignment in New York City tomorrow in the Manhattan courtroom when the sealed indictment containing a reported 30 charges await him. A new report from Forbes claims he's not nearly as rich as he was when he launched the Truthy social media platform. Did you hear that Truthy Social is about to implode, Dom?
I sure did.
$300 million investment. It's got to cash out by September. They got to consummate this deal, and it's under all sorts of investigation for prior tampering. Let me read a little. According to the report, Dom, Truthy Social has been a flop and is in danger of collapsing. With the strong and able leadership of Devin Nunes, that seems unfathomable. On Sunday, the New York Times reported that the two entities tied to Truth Social are attempting to merge, and they're facing a September deadline to get SEC approval to avoid having to refund approximately $300 million to investors that could lead to a collapse. You think Trump could afford to lose $300 million in this investment and just sustain it? That ain't happening.
You know, Trump, it's OPM, man.
In December 2021, a group of big money investors promised to inject $1 billion cash into the venture, but only if they got a sweetheart deal. By that point, shares were trading at $45 on the open market, but under the agreement, the new investors would be guaranteed a profit as long as the shares stayed above 10 bucks. When previously estimating the value of Trump's stake, Forbes used the $10 per share figure and came to $730 million. But things have changed. Noting the failure of Truth Social is to achieve its lofty goals. You know, the projections, Dom.
I got a spreadsheet. We can make this work.
The fundamental problem is that barely anyone uses Truth Social, including Trump, right?
What? I mean, poor demand is the problem? Weird.
Here's how they pitched it, Dom. Before it launched, an investor presentation suggested the app would attract 81 million users by 2026. Now, over a year after going live, it has only attracted an estimated 5 million. Given that Trump owns roughly 85% of the business and Twitter is worth an estimated $42 per user, the former president's stake probably adds up to about $180 million today. All told, Forbes estimated Trump's net worth plummeted from an estimated $3.2 billion last fall to $2.5 billion today.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's starting to be a chunk. Now, 3.2, 2.5, isn't that all variable based on what his mood is on a given day?
Apparently. We'll wait till all the refis got to start happening, you know, and with a convicted corporation and perhaps soon to be a convicted felon in Donald Trump himself.
Here's what Forbes wrote. If people continue to join at the current pace, talking about the Truthy Social, Dom, and assuming that no one quits or dies, Truth Social will not hit its projected 81 million users until 2086. By that point, Trump would be 140 years old. A more likely outcome, Truth Social will join Trump Stakes, Trump University, and GoTrump.com in the graveyard of failed Trump ventures.
But I'd like to make some of the money back that I spent, and spent a lot of it.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. New York City is preparing for Tuesday's historic arraignment of former President Trump. CBS's Jeff Pagaz is there.
The streets are always packed on Fifth Avenue, but the difference is now you have all these barricades here sort of penning people in. And so obviously the crowds are going to look a little bigger because people can't get through and walk and go about their daily business.
The judge says no photos or video of the proceedings will be allowed. A former top aide to Maryland's former governor has died 3 weeks after he failed to show up for his federal fraud trial. A lawyer for Roy McGrath's wife says McGrath was found by FBI agents near Knoxville, Tennessee. He was wounded, taken to the hospital where he died. This year's snowpack in the Sierra Nevada could set a record, says Dave Rizzardo of the California Department of Water Resources.
I think it's going to be on par with it, if not higher, but we do have some snow courses in the north that haven't come in.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Cardinal put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that. My brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Arraignment Eve Monday edition, the Election Eve Monday edition. Hell, it was opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers, now first place Milwaukee Brewers. They won hugely. It was huge, 10-0. Grand salami from Bryce Turek. Quite exciting to hear Euchre make the call. And the fact that we are your Brewer flagship in the Fox Valley, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support. I like to think of them as news, talk, Brewers, Dom. And we've also got WRCE, news from the center, Richland Center, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. And Dom, we got like 30 minutes to give away a pair of Brewer tickets to tomorrow night's game. So we're going to try to do that, but I'd like to start with some polling and a thought, And this is for you and the audience. So I'm going to seek contributions from all of you at 844-967-2789. Again, I'll give you a pair of Brewer tickets if I arbitrarily find your thoughts the most thought-provoking. But here it is. Trump's getting a rain tomorrow in New York City. What's the worst that could happen? Let's think about it aloud on the radio for just a minute, Dom. What is the worst that could happen? Like, you know, think aloud, but hold that thought for 1 second. Here's your polling. 60% of Americans approve of the indictment of former President Donald Trump, according to new CNN polling. Following the news that a New York grand jury voted to charge him in connection with hush money payments made to a adult film actress Stormy Daniels. That's a nice way of saying porn star Stormy Daniels. About three quarters of Americans say politics played at least some role in the decision to indict Trump, including 52% who say it played a major role. Politics, Dom. Independents largely line up in support of the indictment. 62% approve, just 38% disapprove. Democrats are nearly universal in their support of the indictment. We've got 94% approval amongst Democrats for the indictment, Dom, including 71% of this audience that strongly approve of the indictment. Republicans less unified in opposition, 79% disapprove, 54% strongly disapproving. But let me throw this out there. I was listening to one of the fine civic media shows today. I was listening to Earl Ingram, who snuck off to the Brewer game this afternoon, opening day. He had Larry Heisel on his show. Also had Gilbert Brown, the gravedigger. I always screw that up. Gilbert loves me, and he's going to crush me someday for getting that wrong. But Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram this morning, I was just catching the tail end in the car, listening on the CarPlay with the Civic Media app, and they had a random caller, Dom, something of a huge fanboy. You know who it was? Oh, Gilbert Brown, you were the greatest Packer. You were so loyal to the Packers. God bless you for your loyalty to the Packers. God bless you, Gilbert Brown. God bless you, Earl Ingram. CJ. Gary?
CJ?
CJ is the biggest fanboy of all time. Our right-wing conservative, Dan Kelly loving, Donald Trump denying only in that there's any merits to this arraignment. Buddy CJ is a huge Packer fanboy. I mean, it was really a little embarrassing, CJ, I gotta tell you.
Worse than you, Curdy?
Worse than me, Dom.
Oh, wow, man.
Like you at a Slipknot backstage at a Slipknot concert, something like that.
844-967-2789. All right, Crudy. I mean, you gonna throw this out there. What's the worst that could happen? You got one? I know you come up with it, but let's hear your worst.
What, you know, it could become something of a comical thing. The question is whether or not they will allow cameras into the courtroom. And
well, that is one of the questions. Certainly.
We don't know yet. And the other question, of course, is will Donald Trump be under gag order? But his intent is to go give a speech afterwards, right?
He's going to get rained. He'll fly out, go back to Mar-a-Lago, and give a speech sometime tomorrow evening.
About 7:30 local time, right in the middle of our Election Day coverage. About the fourth inning of the Brewer game. If you're trying to win tickets, you better dial 844-967-2789. So Trump's going to respond. And this will be the most humiliating day of Donald Trump's life, probably.
I mean, maybe to date, but worse is coming.
Oh, the worst day of his life today. Yes, no doubt. But I mean, this man really doesn't have a lot of coping mechanisms, is my understanding. He's pretty much used to having things go his way. And now he's going to be arraigned. Perhaps his greatest moment of notoriety, bigger than anything that ever happened on The Apprentice. I mean, the world's going to be watching. More people than attended his inauguration.
Certainly. Because not a lot of people attended his inauguration.
Well, we were there for like the first 15 minutes.
I know, but you remember when you went on they drove around town and the bleachers were empty? Like there are a lot of empty bleachers.
At the parade.
Yeah.
They were all waiting for the arraignment, Dom. Tomorrow is going to must see TV, must listen to radio. Dom, we will be one of the first radio products to be able to respond immediately after the Trump arraignment. Hopefully there will be video and audio and not guilty pleas. Although if he wants to plead out and just say guilty on all 30-something charges, I'd be okay with that. But tomorrow is going to be a spectacle made for the Devil's Advocates Talk Radio Show. I mean, it's going to be fun. I think it will be entertaining. Worst thing that could happen, Donald Trump tries to weaponize the mob. What I think is far more likely to happen, Donald Trump's going to see that he's got waning support in, let's call it Manhattan. In New York City, he ain't as popular as he maybe once was. I think there'd be far more counter-protesters there to say don't let the jail cell hit him in the ass on his way in than there will ever be to say, oh, this is not justified. But well, Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to be leading the charge on behalf of the congressional Republicans. Fresh off her 60 Minutes appearance, Dom.
Oh, I mean, don't even get me going. A couple of thoughts. Number one, yes, it is a spectacle. The media is taking it hook, line, and sinker right now. As I mentioned in the first hour.
What was it like, Dom?
Listening to OJ when he's driving slow in L.A., you know, in the middle of the freeway with all the cops behind him. And, you know, everyone's just glued and Fox News and CNN and MSNBC were all given second by second update of what Trump was doing at the very moment of that broadcast. So
did he have Al Cowlings
right now? But this is on purpose, as the Rolling Stone is reporting today, that the former president was offered a chance to surrender quietly and be arraigned over Zoom. But apparently, according to the Rolling Stone, the former president declined to do so.
Do you think he'll show up in a white Ford Bronco, Dom? AC maybe. At the wheel, Al Cowling at the wheel.
Driven by Bill Barr. He's got a gun to his head. He's going to do it. I mean, you know, it is a circus. But this is a circus that Trump wants. And this is a circus that, of course, the major media outlets are all going to jump on to, you know, capture people's attention, because that's what happens. But all those things aside, here's the best thing that could happen.
What's the
best thing that happens is Donald Trump gets arraigned, goes to trial, gets convicted on 30-some charges of perhaps tax fraud, right, of different sorts. We don't know all the charges yet. There's some reporting perhaps we'll get to speculating what it could be. But if Donald Trump did these things and is found guilty for, say, tax fraud, that would be the best thing. And here's why. Because if he gets found guilty for, I don't know, selling national classified documents, for example, right? Or if he gets found guilty of seditious conspiracy to overturn the election here that he lost in this country, those are much more, as we've talked about, much more serious crimes. I hope this is the only thing that happens. But unfortunately, I'm not convinced that's going to be the case.
I'm less clear that we'll ever find out that Donald Trump was selling state secrets. However, I do believe there will be multiple obstruction of justice charges that come down. And I would wonder, much like the discounting of these charges, the pending arraignment of Donald Trump, you know, if you listen to the average Trumpster, well, this is all political, right? And this is to be readily dismissed. I mean, the guy said himself he could shoot a guy on Fifth Avenue and wouldn't lose a single vote. He knows his cult, Dom.
Yeah, but if you're defrauding the state of New York and the federal government out of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes, and they have the proof of doing so, and you have the evidence of other Trump organizations already found guilty, your CFO already in jail, I mean, it's going to be hard. It's really hard to fight back against that. Now, maybe it's easier to say, hey, it was a private affair with a porn star you want to keep his wife on. Okay, fine. But then why did you do all these other things to cause to tax fraud? See, that takes away the argument of, oh, it's just sex. No, it's not. It's tax fraud. And everybody who does tax fraud and they get caught by the IRS or a grand jury, an investigation, a criminal probe, well, you know, it's hard to defend that.
Well, my point is the Mueller probe couldn't really get to the bottom of whether or not there was actual quote unquote collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia because of the overwhelming number, 10 or more enumerated counts of obstruction of justice. But somehow Trumpsters, MAGA people, Bill Barr, the former Attorney General of the United States, they also set aside obstruction of justice. No big deal when our guy does it. Just protecting himself.
Well, but I mean, Mueller could not charge the former president because of the Office of Legal Counsel's recommendation that a sitting president cannot be charged. So he didn't even look specifically to that. The collusion, the coordination with the Russians and their parts. I mean, come on, man. His campaign manager gave, Konstantin Kilimnik polling data from their own campaign. I mean, these are facts. So
have you seen that Bill Barr has come out and said that these charges, this indictment, this 30-count indictment, we'll get to the phones momentarily, maybe give away some Brewer tickets, 844-967-2789. Bill Barr, the former attorney general, the Trump-defending guy, thinks he's the guy's personal attorney, right?
Yes.
Well, he came out and he effectively said, these charges, these are political. This is trash. And you absolutely cannot put Donald Trump on the stand because he is uncontrollable as a witness. Yet he is completely qualified to be the president of the United States. Can't make it through sworn court testimony. Would not be a reliable witness, but let's make him president.
In his own defense. Right, but must make the guy president.
Yeah, 844.
That's mega for you.
967-2789. Dynamo Dave calling in from Duluth, Minnesota. That's a long way away, Dave. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, a couple things. Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, gentlemen. Hey, a couple things. Well, first of all, I know I'm talking to two smartest guys that have a show in Wisconsin, so it's always a pleasure to listen to you guys. But, Donald Trump is like the master of the network and cable media as far as news, you know what I mean? Because they just love, those networks love him. You remember when he was running in 2016? They would say he's going to show up, and then his microphone, it would just be his microphone stand. It would be empty until he showed up about 10 minutes later or something. But in the meantime, the viewers saw this big Trump sign on a microphone, you know, and that was pretty masterful. And then didn't that Bill Bauer, Bill, whatever his name is, the guy who's defending Trump now, but after 1-6 and after Trump was out, didn't he kind of flip on Trump? Saying bad things about him. And
well, he's trying to reclimate his own sorry ass reputation, I think, Dynamo Dave. I don't know if he turned on him so much as he did say effectively there was no fraud, and then he resigned on December 23rd before the really bad stuff happened. You know, get out while you still can. Dynamo Dave in Duluth, Minnesota. Hey, tell him we're coming for him. Up in the Northwoods. WBZH Hayward, the buzz of the north. When we get that thing up and running full power, Dave, that thing's going to blast all the way to Duluth. Tell all your friends, 9:10 a.m. we're coming for you in the Northwoods. More Devil's Advocates will come for your phone calls next. 844-967-2789. Could win some Brewer tickets for tomorrow night.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
This was everything as bad a definition as you want to come up with. This should never be allowed to happen to our country again.
The worst day of your life so far.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh, it's, you know, right. What, Jake? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
What do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
On Civic Media.
Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 40. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 47. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day for the Devil's Advocates. Call us if you have something to say or want to win some Brewer tickets for tomorrow, 844-967-2789. We can't go, Crudy. We're working hard tomorrow. A 4-7 shift for the election. Folks in Wisconsin, this is election. Supreme Court, go vote for Janet.
Well, the Civic Media team, they'll take you all around the state. We're going to cover all the races locally, statewide. Special election in the 8th Senate District, right here. Comprehensive coverage, Civic Media. Our friend Kristen Bryan, Jane Mantineer, they'll kick off at 7, immediately following our fine show. And then 8 o'clock, polls close. Terry Bell and Todd Alba and all our correspondents around the state will take you all around. And Dom, you know, we'll have some victuals and maybe sneak over to the Protasiewicz Victory Party. But only if you vote. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, how about that William Barr? I will say this about him. He knows the law. He may not know how to obey it. but here you go. And he's the telling factor in this going forward in my mind. I think that this guy's going to be yesterday's news by the end of the summer. I'm talking about Trump. Because you got Barr saying, you know, he's a loose cannon, basically. He doesn't have any self-control. And, by the way, to Republicans that are still thinking about the guy for to vote for as your standard bearer, okay, you got the Stormy Daniels hush money, Georgia election, mishandling of classified documents, impeachment twice, lost the popular vote twice, insurrection, lost the House, lost the Senate, and potentially several more indictments.
Russia, that's Russia, Russia. Want. Easily dismissed everything. All your allegations of criminality. I'm going to stick my head in the sand and ignore it. They don't talk about any of this on Fox News, Dick.
Well, seriously, is this who you want to go forward with as the person that you're going to put as the standard bearer for your party? I don't think.
Yes.
I think
yes, they've done it twice, Dick. He will win the nomination a third time, fella. He is their standard bearer.
I'm going to tell you right here and now tonight, this guy is going to be yesterday's news by the end of the summer.
Oh, I love the way you think, Dick.
Dick, have you voted yet? Early vote?
No, I vote. I will be down there when they open tomorrow morning. I always am.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Tonight's the basketball game. Tomorrow night, avoid watching Trump.
Good luck.
That wasn't the answer, man. You could have said, I was hoping to win some Brewer tickets. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, Paul? You excited to vote tomorrow?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it because it's a big one. They're all big elections, but this one, it comes down to democracy in the state of Wisconsin. I don't think Janet's going to lose, but if she would lose to Kelly, that would be an upset, first of all. And second of all, it's going to really be hard to live in Wisconsin with Kelly on the
court.
That
isn't even a consideration at this moment, Paul. Dan Kelly on the Supreme Court is not even a consideration. There is no way in hell we're going to let that happen, Paul. Have you voted yet?
I'm going to vote as early as I can get in the polls tomorrow morning because it's, I don't know, when you really look at this, Crudy, and thanks for the encouragement, by the way, this is probably the greatest election in the state of Wisconsin in my lifetime simply because of the gerrymandered districts and fair maps. And then if you're a woman, you can throw that in there too. And this guy that Janice running against, for goodness sakes, his friend is Gableman. He hung around with Gableman. So I hope you're right, Crudy. So, hey, and if you're right, I know it's Johnny Black night tomorrow night. And I'll be listening to your coverage, by the way. Your coverage is number one. So thanks for what you guys do. I always say that. But thank you guys for everything you do.
Well,
have a great night.
Thank you for listening, Paul. Thanks, you have excellent listenership, taste, and habits. We love our P1s, like frequent flyers like Wisco Paul. You know, I still got tickets. You got like 3 minutes left. 844-967-2789. Paul's going to be so busy celebrating the glorious Janet Protasiewicz victory, I'd be a little concerned about him getting home safely post-game.
Spotted cows around for all.
I may have to get a hotel room, and you could crash on the other bed.
All right, well, we'll play it by ear.
844-967-2789. Welcome to the show. Is it Welcon? Welcome.
Welton.
Okay. Welton. Welcome, Welton.
E-L-T-O-N.
What do you got for us, man?
Yeah, Welton Moss.
Welton, yes. You got to turn your radio down. Hold on a second. Turn that radio down. Now turn us back on. How you doing, man?
All right.
You got to turn your radio down.
Oh, no. We're going to give you one more chance. Turn it down. Turn it down, Welton.
Come on. You got to. It's the radio. It's the volume button.
Okay, you there? Welton's going to have to learn how we play this game on talk radio.
Oh, come on, man.
There's a little delay.
I have to stay.
Tell you what, why don't you train him up and see if he's got time? Oh, he's gone. Welton, next time you'll go to the front of the line and you'll know that you don't have to keep your radio on because you can hear the show through the phone. So it's easy. You can be a caller. It's nothing too scary. And even if you screw it up like some people do, mostly Dom's friends, then...
Nobody cares.
No, not really. We'll give you...
Oh, that's okay, man.
Break your balls a little bit, but, you know, that's what we do anyways.
Right, exactly. That's to be expected. I mean, it's almost why you listen, isn't it?
Especially if we like
it. The concept that, you know, Trump could be an afterthought by the end of the summer, I don't necessarily disagree, man. I know it's a long shot for that to happen, but the kind of pressure he's going to be under in the very near future may not bode well for longevity. I hope he doesn't make it to Wisconsin for the Republican debate in August.
Wishful thinking. Welton, you get one more chance, man. Three.
Come on.
Yep.
One. Well, welcome, Walt. What do you got for us, fella?
I would like to say for the people that's working for the system, even the Supreme Court justices, if they're not here to help the citizens, they need to step down because they're not doing their job because they work for us.
Welton, have you voted?
Yes, Democrat.
Did you vote for Janet Protasiewicz? I know her name's difficult for some to say, but that's the one you voted for.
Yes.
So what are you doing tomorrow late afternoon, man? Could you sneak down to a Brewer game, or are you watching the Trump arraignment?
I can slip out to a Brewer game. I got family in Milwaukee.
Welton, I tell you what. You were... It took a lot of calls to get you in. let's give our new friend Welton a pair of Brewer tickets, get his email address, as you know, and we will transmit the tickets electronically. That's how they do it now. It's super cool.
So fancy.
We got to check with Gary. I hope he enjoyed opening day. So much so, I hope he has such a hangover he forgets to get up and vote for Dan Kelly tomorrow. Can't believe we gave good tickets to a conservative Dom.
Oh, man, we'll win him over beer by beer, ticket by ticket.
Well, not that it's quid pro quo, but Gary owes us at least a drink now, right?
He did say so.
Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to go vote tomorrow. The Paul Revere Show with our friend Mark Thompson. He's coming up at 7. Native Roots Radio, keep it locked. Award-winning election night coverage after the Devil's Advocate's special extended show. Maggie Dawn going to join us, and we might even give away some Brewer tickets. Go Brewers!
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.